Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to wrap up our agricultural markets here on this Tuesday. Complete wrap-up of the markets coming up when we come back right after this on K101.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand, serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state, with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. okagcredit.com.
Well, cattle futures remained mixed in a narrow trading range as light activity confined live cattle futures to a 35-cent trading range between 17 cents lower and 17 cents higher. The lack of follow-through support in the morning box beef values limited early buyer interest, although there continues to be underlying buyer interest seen in the market. Feeder cattle futures were also confined to a very narrow trading range in all but front-month April futures contracts as traders look for additional outside market direction, which has been impossible to find in ag commodities here so far. The U.S. stock market indices are mixed, with the Dow Jones futures down 15 points. The interest rate products are higher. The dollar index is 3 lower. Energies are lower, with crude oil down $1.20. Livestock trade is mixed, with hogs higher and cattle lower. Precious metals are higher, with gold up about $7. Now, over on the grains, the wheat trade was 3 to 5 cents higher across all three markets, with support from beans and a light follow-through by following the strength yesterday. Yesterday's support came from ongoing weather concerns after cold weather in the U.S. and potential for a cold snap in Russia. Plains weather in the U.S. is expected to remain fairly dry as well, with some potential uptick in the extended forecast. Corn trade 1 to 2 cents higher today, with a positive bias at midday, with the market sitting near the high of a 5 cent trading range. Corn has held a flat but higher trend the past 3 weeks, with some new highs for the move yesterday and again today. Soybean trade. Well, beans were about 3 to 4 cents higher, with trade near our highs. Bean oil is supporting beans up to about 40 points today. The market, though, is taking a run at the 9-month highs printed last week. Well, that's a complete look at your agricultural markets here on this Tuesday. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.